الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الرجل ليحرم الرزق بالذنب يصيبه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama-i kiram, elders and brothers, with the grace of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to witness this blessed month of Muharram and the new Islamic year 1444. This indeed is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we need to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great favor of His. Unfortunately, respected friends, we are in a time wherein depression, anxiety, worries, and particularly financial problems has become the order of the day. The last few years, the setbacks that had happened, losses people that had underwent, this has unfortunately left many people in a state of anxiety, and many people are having sleepless nights. People are worried about what the future holds, what is going to happen, how are we going to provide for our families, how are we going to meet the installments in the end of the month, etc. But remember, as a believer, our outlook to life is very different from the disbeliever. The disbeliever, when he goes to any difficulties, any hardships, then his mind goes towards suicide. He feels he'd rather be out of this world. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Amazing is the condition of a believer. فَإِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. Every condition is good for him. وَلَيْسَ ذَٰلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. And that is something exclusive to the believer. Everything that happens, he views it as a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever condition Allah keeps them in, they always feel that that is the best condition. There cannot be anything better than that. The fact that Allah put you in that condition, Allah knows what is best for you. In asabathu sarra shakara fakana khayran lahu. If he gets favorable conditions, he makes shukr, and that is good for him. Wa in asabathu darra sabara fakana khayran lahu. And if he is afflicted with unfavorable conditions, he makes sabr, and that is better for him. So when we will analyze this whole situation, and if perchance someone is in this predicament, and many people are going through this predicament, they're going through some financial constraints, then they have to understand that there's some wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that. Allah knows best why He has put him in that condition, and inshallah, Allah will open up the way for him. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about situations, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also creates the solutions to those situations. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not our intellect. It's not our understanding. It's not our reasoning. No, it is Allah and Allah alone that can remove us from any difficulty and any hardship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Sharif, He takes the responsibility for rizq and rozi of every single living creature. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. There is no moving creature on the surface of this earth except that Allah has taken the responsibility to provide for that animal, for that creature. The smallest of animals, most minutest animals, the most minutest creatures, the most minutest worms, things that you may not even be able to see. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for that. And every day, if you go out in the morning, you will find that the various different forms of creation, in what a unique manner they get their rozi and they get the sustenance. This is not just a coincidence. This is the unique system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, a kafir just views it as a coincidence. No, this is not just a coincidence. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine, unique system. How Allah provides, and Allah provides for everyone. And when a person can understand this here, there will be no reason for anxiety in his mind. There will be no reason for him to panic, because he understands that everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will provide for me, He'll provide for my children, my grandchildren, and my progeny till the day of Qiyamah. Because nothing is difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's treasures are overflowing. Maybe I may be in some financial constraints, I may be in some difficulties, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not no shortages. Allah has got no limitations. There's no limitations. Allah can give you even far beyond your expectation, far beyond your imagination. So put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a very important thing every day when you wake up, first thing, turn your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Attach your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, it is only you that is there for us. It is only you that can provide for us. It is only you that can open the doors of barakah and remove all our financial problems and constraints and difficulties and every other problem that we experience. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith, لو أنكم تتوكلون على الله حق توكلي لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير. If you put your trust in Allah as you ought to put your trust. One is you saying, you know, Allah tawakkal, or you just saying it, you know, lip service. Just with your tongue, repetition of words. One is from the bottom of your heart, you know Allah is there for me. Allah is going to solve my problem. Allah is going to take me out of this predicament. I have to make a little bit of sabr. I have to be patient. It's going to take a bit of time. But Allah is there for me. He's not going to abandon me. He's not going to leave me. He's not going to leave me to starve. No. When you put your trust in Allah like that, then He will provide for you as He provides for the birds. تغدو خماسا وتروه بطانا. In the morning, the birds will leave their dwellings hungry. The birds are hungry, but they're going out to look for some provisions. So the birds also leave their dwellings. That means we should also make some effort. It doesn't mean now you just sit back and do nothing and make no effort, sleep whole day and make no effort. Don't try to get halal rozi. Yes, you will make some effort with moderation. You will make an effort. So the birds go out. But they go out in the morning and by the night they come back to their nests, they come back to their dwellings and they are saturated, they are satisfied. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing for the birds, every single bird that is there. You will see the birds every morning. You will see the pigeons, you will see the doves, you will see the mynahs, different types of birds and how they're getting their sustenance. It is Allah that is providing for them. If me and you can put our trust on Allah, as we ought to put our trust, Allah will provide for us as He provides for the birds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not deprive us. However, respected friends, we also have to understand that there are certain things in our lives that we may be doing that is actually depriving us of sustenance and depriving us of barakah. So we have to now identify all those things which is a means of depriving us and stay away from those things. And all those amal and all those good deeds that will draw Allah's rahmat, Allah's barakah, the blessings of Allah. And let us try and inculcate that within our lives. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one is the outward means, the external means. Alright, a person opened a business, he's doing something, he's earning some money. But one is look at the amal, these are the real means. Because there's an external system. And Allah has got a hidden system, an unseen system. You need help from the unseen system of Allah. You need to draw from the unseen treasures of Allah. How are you going to draw that? You're going to draw that with a'mal, with good deeds. So now you have to identify those things now that are removing the barakah in your life. The hadith which he recited in the khutbah, wherein Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيُحْرَمُ الرِّزْقَ بِذَنْبِ يُسِيبُ. A person is deprived of rosy and sustenance because of a sin that he's committing. He doesn't realize there's some sin that I'm doing. Often nowadays we do sins, we don't even regard them to be sins. So now you're going to inspect your life. Start off with your cell phone. Just look onto the cell phone. You'll find so many things on your cell phone that are sinful. So many things you're viewing, or you're listening to, or you're looking at, you're watching videos, etc. Things that are sinful. Now that first thing, now you start removing all those things. You remove all those things from your phone, and you make sure that you don't view those things. Just with the cell phone itself, something that a person keeps with him all the time. There's so many sins and vices that are committed just with that. Then you look at your home, look into your life, look into your business, look into all these different aspects, and you will find the things that are displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Things that are not permissible in the Shariat. This is not going to bring any goodness in my life. It's not going to bring happiness. It's not going to bring tranquility. It's not going to bring barakah. Rather, this is going to bring misery. This is going to bring sleepless nights. This is going to bring problems. It's going to bring calamities. So let me try and get all those things out of my life. Adopt the quality of taqwa. Taqwa means the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is aware all the time that Allah is watching him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what he is doing. Every single thing you're doing in your life, every statement you're uttering, it is Allah that is watching you, Allah that is listening to you. So inculcate this quality of taqwa in your life all the time. Be concerned. I mustn't do anything to displease Allah because Allah is watching me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who's got the rosy in his control? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't look at a kafir. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he deals with a kafir differently. And Allah deals with a mu'min differently. Kafir, this world is jannat for him. He will do all the sins and commit all the vices and he'll still live a happy life. He'll still be prosperous. He'll still be progressive. But a mu'min, no, that is not the situation. A mu'min, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you will do something wrong, Allah will bring about situations in your life. Why? To bring you back on the straight path. This is a mu'min. He needs to go to Jannat. He needs to get the goodness of this world and the year after. The kafir, is for him, is only this world. There's nothing for him in the year after. So inculcate this quality of taqwa. Then remember, Salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, various places of the Quran Sharif, وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلِيهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقَ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ. When it comes to your salah, be very, very particular. Don't ever be lazy. Let shaitan and nafs never have the better over you. Often a person gets lazy now, fajr time, he doesn't want to wake up. Sometimes isha time, he's feeling lazy. Don't ever let that laziness have the better over you when it comes to your salah. Try to be there every salah. Remember, that salah is going to bring barakah in your life. That is going to bring the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not just your business. It's not just your ideas that you have got. That salah plays a very, very important role. Allah is going to make things easy for you now. Now things that rosy is just going to be coming your way. Doors are just going to be opening up for you. Opportunities are just opening up for you. You don't know. Hey, you just came here. You didn't have no intention. Someone just told you something. A whole new opportunity opened up for you. So remember, that salah is going to bring down the divine rahmat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us be very particular when it comes to the salah and continuously improve on the quality of our salah also. One is you're reading that salah. But that salah 5 years ago, I can't be reading now still the same. 5 years ago, one, two du'as, I didn't know. By now, I was supposed to have learned that du'as. Many people don't know the du'a kunut still. In witr, 5 years ago, you didn't know the du'a kunut. By now, you're supposed to have learned it. If you didn't learn it, let me now pay attention to that du'a kunut. Let me see my postures of salah are being done properly. Wherever there's a program, adult program, they're teaching you salah. You be the first one there. There's always something to learn. There's always something to benefit. The more you improve your salah, the better the quality comes of your salah. Remember, your concentration, your devotion, That level of concentration needs to be increasing day by day. Every salah must be a better salah. Now I read this Jummah now. The Asr must be better. Next Jummah must be better than this Jummah. Because there's no stagnation when it comes to deen. Remember, when you're stagnating, you're going backwards. Even people will tell you, even in business, if you're stagnating, you're going backwards. So even when it comes to the dunya also, when you're stagnating, you're going backwards. There, you're always looking to now enhance your business, bring in something better, you know, improve the quality. You're always looking for progress. So when it comes to deen, and especially when it comes to your salah, so this is another very, very important thing. We spoke about taqwa. The second thing is salah. The third thing, remember, respected friends, a lot of istighfar. A lot of istighfar. Always ask Allah for forgiveness. From the bottom of your heart, from the recesses of your heart, have a feeling of remorsefulness in your heart. Don't ever think to yourself, you know, me, I'm an angel. Always think to yourself, I'm full with sins. And that is the reality. Every one of us, even the greatest saint, cannot feel to himself that, you know what, he is free of any sins or he is an angel. We all have covered with sins from head to toe. Always make istighfar. Whenever you get an opportunity, before namaz, after namaz, some ulama tell us, at least every namaz, 15, 20 times, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, with the recesses of the bottom of our heart, from the recesses of our heart, let us ask Allah. So because when you make istighfar, remember, you're removing the sins, you're removing the blockages. The sins are the greatest blockage in your life. So this is the third thing, and respected friends, Quran Sharif. Quran Tilawat, remember wherever you go, keep the Quran with you. Look at how these kuffar have deceived us by giving us smartphones and taking the Quran Sharif away from us. Now you find how much time a person spends with his smartphone. Every person, ask himself that question. How much of time we spend with a smartphone? And how much of time we spend with the Quran Sharif. So we've got the smartphones. It's as though the Quran has left us now. So respected friends, let us open the Quran Sharif. Let us start reciting Quran Sharif. Remember Suratul Waqia every night. Inshallah, poverty will never come to you. Make it a habit in your home. Teach your children Suratul Waqia every night. So these are the different a'mal. And then also, as we mentioned, stay away from all forms of sin. Stay away from riba. Stay away from interest. Stay away from debts, from loans as far as possible. If you got any debts, any loans, try to pay it off as quick as possible. Curtail all your other expenses and try and concentrate on paying off all your debts, paying off all your loans, and don't waste money. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rozi is a ni'mat of Allah. Wealth, food, don't waste. Wastage is going to deprive you of the special rahmat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, if we keep all these different points in front of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring about a solution to all our financial problems. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.